All right, we will get started. Call the meeting to order and welcome our guests. How are y'all doing today? Good. A lot of times we don't do that, but I'm going to go ahead and ask. Ward, could you lead us in a word of prayer?
Sure.
Given this day and time.
Dear Lord, we want to come to you at this time. Pray that you be with our nation, our town, and our state as we go through these troubled times. We know that this is placing hardship on many people in our areas, through different industries. Some of us are able to keep going, but things are a little different right now. Pray that you be with us as we go through this meeting. Everybody here for the rest of the week. Pray that you be with our leaders, President Trump, and all involved. But they'll see us through this little bit of turmoil that we're in right now. Pray that you watch over us and lead us through it. Thank you most of all for sending your son, Jesus Christ, down the cross. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Yeah. So our first item number two is going to be approval of the minutes for our last regular meeting held. And so you have a copy of that. I'd ask y'all to have a chance to look that over briefly, and then I'll open the floor for a motion to approve them or if there are any changes to them. Anybody see any changes?
I make a motion to approve.
So we have a motion. Do I have a second to approve? We have a second. We have a motion and second to approve the minutes as written. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. All right, we'll move on to item number three, which is our case number 2020-01, Epps Street. We go to our Patriots property number 23229, owned by Darren and Carrie Wiggins. They would like the property that is currently zoned residential to be changed to commercial, with a party interested in building a medical clinic on said property, but it has to be zoned commercial for the company to move forward on the purchase. So a rezoning request fee has been paid. And I think I see a representative. I see Mr. Wiggins. Hey, Mr. Wiggins here. I think this is where we practiced softball with my girls on this piece of property right there. Right. It seems like, Chad, right around there, we had rezoned something for the purposes of maybe an assisted living home at one point, isn't that right? Yeah.
I believe in your packet, you can see the affirmative board section right behind the old Walmart was rezoned.
Mm-hmm.
C1, but this would square off the whole block.
Right. It's kind of a no-brainer, I think.
Yeah.
Mr. Wiggins, would you like to add anything?
There's something I'd like to add. I'm sitting in for them because they're out of town this morning or this afternoon. It is going to be for us.
All right. So we have that. Do we have anybody here that is within 200 feet of the track that would like to say anything? Yes, sir. Okay. So what would you like to ask? No, there nothing would change with your with your use.
With your property.
On your side
of the road, you have to be changing. The
vacant
lot is going to be used for commercial
business. No. No? All right, well, very good. Thank you for coming.
No, you can keep it. Or throw it away. Thank you.
Which tract are they, Chad? Do you know? I mean, for sure.
Yeah, that's your tract.
Oh, I'm assuming there must be.
Yeah, they're 176 or 173.
Right, right. Yeah, I see that right there.
When they gonna put a nursing home or something like that?
Yes, they were gonna put, at one point, gonna put it, I think it's an assisted living.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Right. All right, so we've heard from the proponent, we've heard from the folks within 200 feet. We don't have, Chad, did we have anybody that mailed in an objection or any comments?
I did get a phone call from Hudson Street, from BPS.
Gerald Corbett.
Gerald Corbett called, just inquiring what that meant.
Right.
And then he said he supported having a business use.
Yes. Right. Yes, I can, I understand that. We'd like to have businesses all up and down that thing.
Which street would the business front? Would it front Airport Road or F Street?
We don't have a.
You don't know?
We don't have a layout.
Oh.
More than likely, it will run F Street to that, the residents that are all on the other side of the road.
Right, right.
What will end up happening is, if rezoning happens, we will have a, obviously, events down Airport Road, up the side of the residence, right there, back around the side of, Hallelujah here.
Uh-huh.
And do that whole side, because there's well, they're using people cutting across.
Right, right.
They're making long roads, so we'll have privacy fence up there to put it all.
Right.
And not to, waiting on the spot, but y'all's approval could be contingent upon that. They could turn around and have it access.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just curious.
Right. But just to
bring up, if they
had to do something.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So I also have a dumb question. There's nobody else here, but we're open for any other general comments from the public. There being none, Mr. Nearing will ask, what's the city's position on this?
Simply put it, this closes in two commercial roads and one sufficient commercial street. The old airport could serve as a commercial corridor. Utilities, both water and sewer, are available to the location, so there's not an additional hunger, which all you can expose in utility to. No outstanding issues on the property.
Good. All right. We'll start with Mr. Howard. Do you have any comments or any concerns or questions?
No, I think it's good for the city. I like the idea.
All right. Ward.
I'm in agreement with everyone here. I think it'd be a good idea to place for it.
My comments are, I think it's great. I think it closes that gap. I think we already started that moving that direction. Again, because I'm Mr. Corbell's neighbor over there, and I think having that developed as much as possible only has big benefits, even though we're going to dislocate some softball and baseball players, but I'm sure they can find another spot. If they have to, we've got an area big enough that they can come down and use down at our place. But that's true. There were some good memories there. But I think this is a great use for that area, and I think it's very appropriate to transition that street, that area, that little area right in there behind Walmart into commercial. All right. All right. Do you have any?
Well, I agree.
Okay. All right. If nobody has any other comments on that, then I'll open the floor for a motion to recommend to the city council that we approve this rezoning application. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the application presented to the city.
Okay. Council. So we have a motion and a second to approve, recommend the council to approve the application. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. All right, very good. We will make that notation and we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you all very much for coming. And, thanks, Mr. Howard, for appearing via Zoom.